Not sure who's responsible for naming things around this area. There's Slaughter Beach. There's Death Road somewhere. And then we just heard Kelly from 105.9 during her newscast say, big ass the woman river or something. Like, what?
Yeah.
Tony called in to talk about it. He's on hold. Tony, are you there?
Yeah.
Good morning. You're live on the air. Don't cuss.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking at maps of Delaware from centuries ago, and apparently Lewis used to be called Poor Kill.
Yikes!
Yeah. I mean, seriously, if you don't believe me, look up some old maps of Lewis. It used to be called Whore Kill. Yeah.
Do you know what's when you see something happen in a business and you're like, how did that even get past? How did one person allow that to happen, let alone multiple people were like, yeah, let it go. Just pass it down the chain.
I don't know.
Do you think that somebody at their job, like, let's just see what we can get away with? I don't like trying to get fired.
I don't know if it's something to do with, Delaware used to be controlled by the Dutch or something, and maybe that's what means something else. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was just reading, yeah. Because it was spelled H-O-E-R-E, kill. But it still says the same thing.
Poor kill, yeah.
It still says the same thing. It's just not spelled the way we would think it was.
Tony, would that affect where you chose to live? Like, if you were house hunting and it was on Death Road, would you be like, yeah, great?
No, I don't think I'd move there, no.
Tony, where are you calling from this weekend, today? Whatever's
Milford.
Tony from Milford. All right, thanks for checking in. Thanks for enlightening us to whore kill.
Hey, take care.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, there's a place called Murder Kill River. Like, would you want to go and? Oh, yeah. Where do you live? I live on the banks of Murder Kill River. Oh, that's nice.
You meet somebody nice on Tinder. They're like, I'd like to take you out a day. I have a yacht. Oh, where are you going to take me? We're going to take good Murder Kill. Like, yes.
No thanks.
So every white girl dies. Not this time.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right, listen, we have hooking you up with a chance to win WWE SummerSlam Heatwave. It's happening at Wicomico Youth and Civic Center. You can buy them, wicomicociviccenter.org, or you can try to win them.
Yep, and all you need to do is tell us the name of the wrestler whose theme tune this belongs to.
Oh, that really hit. You walk out.
Yeah.
Boom, you got fireworks rocketing up.
It's a bit like Donald Trump walking out on C-SPAN.
He's got his little speedo on. 424-123 if you know who that is.
And if you think you do know who it is, you'll get yourself hooked up with some family four-pack of tickets and also as well a signed picture.
Signed, yeah.
Of
Antonio Cesaro.
Mm-hmm, who won his match on Raw last night.
There's big things happening in WWE. They're splitting and now it's draft.
Yes, draft night tonight. So they're actually, because the TV show SmackDown, which is the other brand, has always been kind of like the lesser one against Raw. But now they're trying to make it, it's kind of on the same kind of par. It's actually going to be live on Tuesday nights, which it's never been live on TV before. It's always been pre-recorded.
What happened to NXT? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, NXT is another brand, and they use that for like a lot of upcoming wrestlers. And they also
minor league.
Well, no, it's not so much minor league, but they poach a lot of people from other wrestling organizations and stuff, and they put them through NXT first. And there's going to be six people from NXT are actually going to get drafted to either Raw or SmackDown as well tonight. So it's actually going to be cool. They're saying that John Cena is going to be heading over to SmackDown because they're saying they've taken him off the Raw roster for some of the tours. So they're saying that's an indication that he's going to be heading over to SmackDown as well.
Great. Who's this? I don't care. Who's this? Let's just give these tickets away.
You seemed interested for a minute. Come on.
My eyes just glazed over. It's like listening to people talk about HTML. You're like, I don't care. Just make it happen.
Hi, good 97.7. Who's this?
This is Thomas.
Thomas, do you know who whose entrance music that was?
CM Punk.
Yeah, it was. It was no longer there, sadly.
Thomas, you're a wrestling fan. Who's your favorite wrestler?
Oh, old school, DeAndre the Giant. He was my absolute favorite growing up as a kid.
Wow.
He is.
Uh-huh.
Who was the Slim Jim guy? Who was the snap into a Slim Jim guy?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
That was Randy Savage.
Uh-huh.
Thomas, if you were a wrestler, what would your wrestler name be?
Oh,
I think that everybody acts like they haven't thought about this, so I don't know.
I haven't really thought about it.
What do you make your wife call you? Like, baby tonight?
Apart from daddy.
Ew. Papa T, I don't know.
Big Papa T! Yo, all right, Big Papa T, we're sending you to the Wycomico Youth and Civic Center. Congratulations, you just got hooked up with a family four-pack of WWE SummerSlam Heatwave Tour tickets. Also, a signed Antonio Cesaro picture as well. So, Thomas, hang on the line. Now, if you want to buy your tickets, you can certainly buy them at WycomicoCivicCenter.org or come check us out tomorrow. We're going to be at the Palace in Milford, Route 113. Your chance to win. You can find out everywhere we'll be. Eagle977.com, keyword events.